Smell of petrol and going out and getting mucky and having to go to wash a bike and getting a shower and all after. It's a bit of crack with the friends.
Does it give you a real buzz?
Aye, it gives me all butterflies in my stomach. And
how long have you been so passionate about motorbikes?
Oh, since I was a wine. I've been a petrol head, like, I've always wanted anything with engine and wheels.
Can get you into a spot of bother though sometimes, can't it?
Like, if you're out in the streets, flying about in the roads, ruining and wrecking the community, cops come up and give you a chase. There'll be a chance you can fall off a bike or hurt somebody else. My name is Jordan Layton and I'm 16 years old.
My name's Paul Layton.
Your dad, Paul?
Yes.
It's not the hobby that's the problem, is it?
It's getting somewhere to ride the bikes. Somewhere proper.
Did ever concern you that he might have got hurt or someone else might have got hurt given the fact that there were no facilities there?
Yeah, always. Any time he goes out on the bike, you don't know where he's going to end up on it. And he's been more than a few or 3 miles from the house, on the roads.
How does that feel as a parent?
Nah, well, it's not good. It's not good anyway, ripping up the community, let alone running around on SIF.
And now, how do you feel as a parent? Now that there's the prospect of this new track at Nixon's Corner, is that close to you in your locality?
Yeah, that's about a mile and a half from me, so that's ideal. It'll keep them off the streets and it'll give them something to focus on every week. They have the bike prepared. They go every Sunday, whatever day it's going to be.
Mark Doherty, Community Restorative Justice.
It's an absolutely beautiful day. The sun is shining. It's just exactly the type of day that youngsters really would love to get out and about. But sometimes when it comes to motorbikes and quads in the community, it's a bit of a problem.
What was happening was they were just running around the estates on them, causing both themselves and children and around the estate danger. No, this area here, as you see here, before the young people go on this track here, before they would have went on yesterday morning, they would have done what they call scrutineering. Basically, they ensure that every aspect of that bike and the young person's safety gear is in place.
We're at Drumahoe at the moment. I can see these white poles. There seems to be dozens of them all over this field. What are they for?
The poles themselves, they would just be they mark out the track, so they would. You know, if you look in a built up community, if you do happen to go off track or off schedule, you know, the chances are that you're going to either injure yourself or someone else. So.
The good news is the site at Nixon's Corner. You've secured a new site.
The track will be open now by the end of the week, and we're hoping they bring young people from the local youth clubs and stuff on through it.
My name's Paul Martin. I'm chairman of the Northwest Community Motorcycle Project. They're running the streets and anything could happen. We've seen in the last while there's two or three incidents. The two wee fellas in Belfast got badly injured. And the wee girl last year in Craigan got badly injured. So as a club, I belong to North Ireland Motorcycle Club. As a club, we sort of took a sideline with five or six and decided we'd make up the Northwest Community Motorcycle Project just to try and get the kids off the street, give them somewhere to run legally. And hopefully then they'll stop doing it.
And Bill, you know, people always think motorbikes and the safety aspect, but now that you've basically conquered that side of things, what do children get out? What do young people get out of being on a motorbike?
I was out yesterday myself, they've done 4 or 5 laps, but that's a big thing for me. I have 2 kids at it, they've been at it now about 5 or 6 years. They love it. We're just trying to give the kids a wee bit more than what they've got now at the moment. Just get them out on the field and let them enjoy themselves. See, it's safe. And then they realise, yeah, it's George, sent a wee text to me one evening. I asked them, is they going to ride the sticky pads anymore? And I sent back, no way, my bike's not coming out until I get the field.
You sound happy and you sound relieved.
It's 100%. It's a real good project and it's well overdue, it's dead.
And you finally, Jordan, I suppose this must be like a new lease of life for you, is it?
I've always wanted to get on the track but never had the chance to, nowhere about in there I had them.
Happy?
Aye, definitely.